President Zeman's nomination of Karel Srb to a board overseeing the country's Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes hit a hurdle on Tuesday. Srb, a former dissident who headed the so-called jazz section in communist Czechoslovakia, was rejected by the Senate's Commission on Election. It stressed that the nominee had been a member of Czechoslovakia's Communist Party, which was disqualifying. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The reason for the Commission's decision to reject Karel Srb for a post on the board for the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes couldn't be more clear-cut. Past membership in Czechoslovakia's Communist Party, the KSČ, which held power until 1989. Legislation forbids former members of that party from holding posts on the board, the head of the Senate Commission overseeing political nominations, Lugik Jeništa, made clear. Mr. Srb's membership in the party was also at the time of the Prague Spring, the period of democratization and broad reforms, also known as socialism with a human face, which was crushed by the Soviet-led invasion. Mr. Srb said on Tuesday that he did not recall whether he was a member of the KSČ at that time, but he said if he had been, he was proud of it. He also said that he was too old by now for Tuesday's decision to get him in a huff.
I'm at an age when this kind of thing doesn't get to me. I didn't even know and was informed by no one that the Senate Commission would hold the hearing today. I don't know a single senator and have never known one all my life. It was about me, without me.
Prague Castle came to the nominee's defense. The president's spokesman, Jiří Ovčáček, tweeted that Mr. Srb had displayed bravery during a period when bravery had been in short order. As the head of the jazz section in the 1980s, Mr. Srb was persecuted by the former communist regime and even sentenced to 16 months in jail. Many, including Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka, have recognized Srb's contribution in the past for Czech culture, but suggested that his connections to the Communist Party were problematic. Mr. Srb has also long been dogged by allegations from members of the former so-called underground that he had been an informer for the STB, the former secret police, although a court did rule in 2000 that his name had wrongfully been listed in STB files. By appearances, the nomination is probably now dead in the water. The Senate Commission will present its findings to lawmakers in the upper house next week. But the head of the Senate Commission, Lugik Jeništa, said the nomination shouldn't even come to a vote.
At the start, I will inform senators about our findings that Karel Srb cannot be nominated because of the law. It shouldn't even come to a vote, providing the Senate takes our resolution into account.